In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God is Father. An earthly father loves his children because he gave life to them. They do not have to earn his love. He loves because he is Father. In the same way, the Heavenly Father loves all people because he has given life to all people, carefully crafting them in their mother's womb, stitching them together to be just so. They do not have to earn his love. He loves because he is Father. But since his beautiful, perfect children defiled themselves with the forbidden fruit laced with Satan's lies, they could not live with their dear Father. Still, he is Father. Still, he crafts men and women. Still, he loves. And he poured out that love fully and completely on Calvary's cross, where he sent his one and only Son to be the atoning sacrifice, not simply for our sins, but for the whole world. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter where you are from. The skeletons in your closet are irrelevant, and so is your past and your failings. If you are part of this human race, a descendant from Adam, then Christ died for you. He paid for your sins. And heaven is opened so that you might live with your dear Father, not simply on this earth, but in a splendid banquet hall, feasting and celebrating and rejoicing for all eternity. Everything is now ready. Come to the banquet. Buy meat without cost. Drink the finest of wines without payment. Why spend your money on what does not last? Why labor and work so hard to store up things that spoil and fade away? Your Father, the King, has provided a magnificent banquet for you in Christ. And he graciously extends that invitation to you this very day and to all people. He invites you because he is your Father, the King. The gates are opened. The altar is prepared. Heaven's food is waiting for your mouth, your lips, your tongue. Come, taste and see that the Lord loves. But far too many ignore this gracious invitation. They're busy. They don't have time throughout the week to meditate on the Word of God. They're busy. They don't have time, not even 1 hour on a Sunday, to come and enjoy this magnificent feast God has prepared. They're busy. Work needs to be done. Perhaps housework or catching up with the job. Or perhaps Sunday is simply a time to spend with the family and enjoy one another's company that you could not do throughout the week. Many, not the majority, perhaps many, probably not the majority, don't hate Christians. They're not actively persecuting Christians, at least where we live. God has given to us tremendous peace in this regard. But in their subjective hearts, they truly feel like Christianity is just not right for them. Fine for you, but not for me. Let's agree to disagree. Many paths to God, so long as you are a good person. I'm not spiritual, I'm just religious. Or I'm not religious, I'm just spiritual. Which just simply means I will create my own religion in whatever way I see fit. And everyone creates a loving God. Everyone creates a loving God who wants to help and protect and love his people. Sadly, Christians get sucked into this as well, a misunderstanding of God's love. My God is love, therefore he would never punish someone for failing to come and receive his divine gifts. He understands that we are busy. My God is love, and he would never punish someone for believing in a different religion. My God is love, therefore he would never punish someone who was kind and gentle and did their best. My God is love, Christians even have said, so my God would never punish someone for whom Christ died for. Perhaps they should read what the king in this parable did. The feast was prepared for all, the invite went out. And yet, enraged that they rejected his gracious invitation, he sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. God's love does not do away with his justice. God's love doesn't mean anything goes. Believe whatever you want. Live however you want, so long as you're a nice person. God's love doesn't mean you have the right to spurn his invitation. God is a father, and a father is both loving and harsh. If a father fails to punish his children when they have misstepped, then he does not love his children. In the same way, a government who fails to punish citizens who have committed a wrong do not love those citizens. Or a pastor who fails to preach the harsh law, wrath, and condemnation of God, not only does he fail to understand the love of God, but he also does not love those people. God is Father, so he loves, and he punishes those who reject his love. As Father, he is both love, but he also is a consuming fire, so he destroys those who repeatedly ignore his invitation to come. Never will they get a taste of his heavenly banquet. And this goes not simply for those who fought against his church, but also for those who simply ignored the gracious invitation. Those who found something else to do on Sunday, who perhaps highly respected Christians, and yet they themselves were not. Never will they get a taste of that heavenly banquet. Or do we believe that God has somehow changed? Or do we believe that God will deal with us differently in the way that he dealt with the Jews in 586 BC and then again in 70 AD? Is he no longer a holy and righteous God, jealous for his own honor and glory? God is love, but it's love on his terms and in his way. His way is the way of the cross, and his terms are the word and the sacraments. Ignore them and you will never find a gracious, loving, merciful God, but you will have only a consuming fire. But for those who have heeded the call to come, for you who sit here this day, here you find the divine sacrifice, the love of God poured out for you on the cross and now given to you in a splendid meal, the foretaste of the heavenly banquet. You know the time is short. You know that your last day could be at any moment. So come to the feast. Do not put it off till tomorrow. Do not assume you can always come and make up for it next week. What if next week never comes? Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to receive the eternal gifts of God. And yet for those of us who have come here this day, Christ also gives a warning. A man came, but he was not dressed properly. Bound hand and foot, he was thrown into outer darkness. God is love, but his love doesn't do away with justice. Not everyone who enters a church this Sunday will enter the heavenly banquet hall. Many are not dressed properly. So what is this garment? St. Paul writes, "All of you who are baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourselves with Christ. Christ himself is your garment. Christ and the faith that clings to him and him alone. Faith holds to Christ and makes him its own. Faith will not come into this house of God on its own, for it knows that God is a consuming fire. It knows that it has trespassed against God and deserves nothing but eternal wrath and condemnation. So faith comes solely in Christ. Faith approaches God solely dressed in Christ's perfect righteousness given in holy baptism. And then God forgives. He forgives because he is Father and he loves unconditionally. He loves you because of Christ. Your Father, the King, will not let you simply believe whatever you want. It's not a free-for-all. So long as you believe that Jesus died for you, it's not enough. You believe all that God has taught, all that God has to say to you. As Christ himself said, teach them everything to believe. God is not just simply happy that you showed up here this day, but he wants you to be dressed properly. God doesn't give you any extra points simply because you dragged your children out of bed and showed up here this day. You get them to school on time. You get yourselves to work on time. So why would this be any different? He doesn't need you. He wants you to come here, but he doesn't need you. If you think you get extra points simply because you took an hour out of your busy week to show up here, then God will simply ask you where your humble faith is. And you better have an answer. Baptism gives you heaven, but we do not believe in once saved, always saved. Rather, watch your life, watch your doctrine closely. Watch how you are conducting yourselves out there, and watch your heart for the reason that you have come here, lest you also be found outside of the kingdom of God. For many are invited, but few are chosen. But also know this, that today your Father still invites you. The King wants you here. Christ has sent out his messengers to bring you here, perhaps through a parent, perhaps through a friend. You are baptized. He has not forgotten. You are absolved. He just forgave you through his called and ordained servant, reminding you of all that he has clothed you with. He has not forgotten you. He will love you until the end. You can see the divine sacrifice set before your eyes once more, the foretaste of the heavenly banquet waiting for your mouth, your lips, your tongue, your heart to receive. Come, taste and see, for the Lord loves you. He is your dear and gracious Father, and he has prepared this feast for you. Come, taste and see that the Lord indeed loves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.